The graveyard predates the current church and is located on the site of previous church buildings, including the monastery of Saint Massacre. Sagart gets its name from this 7th century monk who chose the area as the location for his monastery. Sagart literally derives from Teach Socra, which means House of Sacra in Irish. It is likely that the monastery of Saint Massacre was made from perishable wood, as stone churches didn't become the standard until the 11th century. The first edition Ordnance Survey map from 1843 shows the graveyard to be oval in shape, with access provided by a lane leading directly from the village. Prior to this, the area is recorded by mapmakers as the site of a ruined church. Within the graveyard, there is a noteworthy memorial to Dublin merchant Edward Byrne, who is a member of the Catholic Committee, a group that included Wolfe Tone, and petitioned King George II in 1793 on behalf of the Irish people. His fine Georgian tomb is evidence of his standing in the town. In the far corner of the graveyard, near the footpath which encloses the site, is a round granite stone known as the Pilgrim's Stone. Estimated to be from the 10th century, the stone has a double-headed Celtic cross carved into it. It is set upright in the ground, but originally would have lain flat as a grave marker. Two early Christian stone crosses can also be found in the cemetery, decorated with a ringed cross on each side. Perhaps the most impressive feature in the graveyard is the carved stone figure with bulbous eyes and a Cheshire cat smile, which was excavated in the 1940s. The figure is considered to be from the earliest Christian settlements in Ireland. Exit from the graveyard and head right towards the village. After 100 metres, you'll be met by Jacob's Bar,